Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, in the magazine, you do some really cool things, and one of them's called My Story. So what's that all about?
Well, that's one of the most popular stories in the magazine and also online, and it's basically people's story. They might be doing anything from, you know, getting over alcoholism or addiction. They might have started a charity. But it's those sort of real people out there that you read about and think, gosh, I could do something like that, you know, and it really makes people think. But the guy we've got on the line has done an extraordinary thing. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you? Why don't you tell us your story?
Well, my story just happened a little bit by coincidence. As I was traveling in Pakistan for a private project, a photographic project I was working on in 2008, and I was visiting the northern area of Pakistan, and amongst one of my many tours, I visited a school, and I was quite appalled to see in what conditions the kids are trying to learn the basics.
So you had no prior experience about schools or charity or anything like that?
Absolutely nothing.
So what did you do? Tell us exactly what you did next.
I was just thinking about it, and then all of a sudden I just got up, picked up the phone, called my guide, and I said, look, I want to help the schools. I want to start a charity. I want to raise money through friends and family and people who know me. Can you help me? And especially, how much are you going to cost me? Because I have to put that in the balance to make it worth it. And we had a chat about it. And in the end, he said, no, Andrea, no more business between us. You're part of the family now. You stay with us, so the expenses are to a minimum, and we can help the schools. And, you know, a lot of people made some donations. We had big donations, small donations, but it just added up. So the first year, we collected $6,000. And in May of 2011, I went back to Pakistan just a couple of days after they got bin Laden, and we just started giving out whatever the schools needed. So my guide did the groundwork. I told him how much money we had, and he went to some local community schools up in his area, in the northern area of Pakistan, and just said, what do you need? And a lot of them said, look, we need benches, we need desks, we need windows to close the windows, glass for the windows, we need cement bags to fix the roof and all that kind of stuff. So we ended up helping three schools. We had two local carpenters make the benches, so we had 80 benches and 80 desks that could sit three kids each. And then when I got there, I personally paid the carpenters, because I'm very wary that money can get quote-unquote lost when you're going in those areas. So I just told him, I said, look, you give your word, I come to pay. And he's like, yep, absolutely, that's fine with me. And the reception from the school kids, the locals, the principals of the school, and especially the elder people of the village, was extremely overwhelming. And everybody was so grateful and so kind. And it was, I wasn't expecting such a reaction. So that was the first year. And now I'm going back at the beginning of May of this year for 2 weeks, and we're going to help four different schools. Same thing. They all want furniture. They need materials to fix the schools because the structure exists. Many schools are closed because of the lack of money, because they don't have electricity. They don't have light bulbs. Kids sit on bare floor cement. So,
can you talk us through what a person would live like in Pakistan?
Look, in the areas that I've visited up north, it's just agriculture and farming. So, you know, when it's time to, I don't know, collect the peaches or the apricots from the trees or go work in the field, very often the women are the ones who do all the work. So if they have to choose between sending a girl to school or sending her in the field so the family can survive, unfortunately, very often education takes second place.
Where do they find the teachers from?
The teachers are local. Many teachers, which is a nice thing to see, have been to school, have gone to bigger cities to finish their education, and many of them come back because that's where their family is, and now they're teaching.
It's an extraordinary thing you're doing, and it's a great My Story. On mindfood.com, we're going to run a gallery of some of your images of, you know, your trips and travels to Pakistan. But I just want to congratulate you and your wife. It's, you know, you're an everyday guy doing an extraordinary thing, and I really take my hat off to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.